Okay, today we're continuing in the third paragraph of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. We are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So in Mishnah Gimel, we spoke about that if you have money that has Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, but you can really use that money for other stuff, and you don't want to have to buy food with that money, and your friend has payrolls that are chulin, that don't have Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, so we spoke about that you're allowed to transfer your Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni from your money onto his food, so he'll eat the food b'tahara in Yerushalayim, and you'll be able to spend the money on whatever you want. So now this Mishnah takes it to the next step, and the Mishnah Dalet tells us that peros b'Yerushalayim u'molos b'Medina, that this even works if the peros are in Yerushalayim and the Ma'aser Sheni money is not in Yerushalayim. So the two things that are being transferred, the two items where you're transferring the Kedusha from the money onto the peros, they're not even in proximity to each other, they're not even right next to each other. Still, Omer harei ha'molos ha'heim mechulalin al peros ha'elu. You could say that these coins outside of Yerushalayim should have their Kedusha transferred onto this stuff in Yerushalayim. And then, therefore, that stuff, that food, is going to become Ma'aser Sheni, and you eat it in Yerushalayim, and the coins become Chulin, and you could spend them wherever you want. You don't have to bring them into Yerushalayim, you don't have to do anything with them. They're outside of Yerushalayim, leave them outside of Yerushalayim. They no longer have Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. The only thing that has Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni is the food that's in Yerushalayim anyway, so go ahead and eat it in Yerushalayim. Okay, so then the Mishnah says, and what if it was the opposite? What if it was that the food was outside Yerushalayim and the money was in Yerushalayim? So most Yerushalayim or Peros with Medina, if the Ma'aser Sheni money was in Yerushalayim and the Peros were outside of Yerushalayim, Omer Harei Amos Halel Mechulan Al Peros Heim, you're also allowed to do that. You're also allowed to transfer the Kedusha from the money onto the Peros, and the coins become Chulin, and you can use them for whatever you want. Obelvachi Alo Peros V'Yachlu Yerushalayim. But you have to make sure that the peros are then brought into Yerushalayim, because now those peros are Ma'aser Sheni, so you got to eat them. You got to eat them in Yerushalayim. Meaning, this is the idea is that the halach is normally that if you have peros that are Ma'aser Sheni and they're outside of Yerushalayim, you can just be pulled to them for money. You just have to be mosif chomesh and be pulled to them for money. That's what most people probably did, right? You have loads and loads, wagons full of peros. You're not going to schlep all of that to Yerushalayim, so you exchange it for money and you're mosif chomesh in terms of the value when you bring that money to Yerushalayim. So over here, it's a unique case because you have peros of Ma'aser Sheni that are outside of Yerushalayim, but these are not the original peros of Ma'aser Sheni, meaning these were peros of Chulin that had Ma'aser Sheni Kedusha transferred onto it. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. You can't be pulled to that. You're going to have to actually bring those peros to Yerushalayim and eat them there. So Mishnah Hay then tells us, Ma'os nechnasos Yerushalayim v'yotzos, that money of Ma'aser Sheni could go into Yerushalayim and could go out of Yerushalayim, meaning unlike peros of Ma'aser Sheni, which we'll see in a second, doesn't have this kind of freedom. Ma'aser Sheni money you're allowed to bring in and out of Yerushalayim whenever you want. That's perfectly fine. Uperos nechnasos ve'enon yotzin. But if you have actual Ma'aser Sheni produce, you could bring them into Yerushalayim. Once they're in Yerushalayim, they can't leave Yerushalayim. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim, and you're not allowed to take them out of Yerushalayim. Now, the din mita oraisa is that you're allowed to be pulled to Ma'aser Sheni for money before you bring it into Yerushalayim, and you just can't be pulled to it once it's in Yerushalayim. Meaning, there's no din da oraisa that you're not allowed to bring peros of Ma'aser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. There's only a din da oraisa that once peros of Ma'aser Sheni are in Yerushalayim, your chances to be poda it are no longer there. But the Chazal made a few dinim derabanan. First of all, they said that you're not even allowed to be poda the Ma'aser Sheni outside Yerushalayim once it's ever entered Yerushalayim. Meaning, mida oraisa, you bring the peros to Yerushalayim, you can't be poda them in Yerushalayim. But if you bring those very same peros back outside of Yerushalayim, mida oraisa, you can be poda them. So din mida rabbanan number one is, no, you can't. Even if you bring those very same peros outside of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. If they were ever in Yerushalayim, you cannot be poed to them. And then the rabbis made another din that not only can't you be poed to them if you bring them out, you can't even bring them out in the first place. You have to leave them in the in Yerushalayim. So those are the two dinim derabbanan that are being referred to by the Tanakhama of this Mishnah. But Rishon Gamliel Amar Afa Perus Nuchas V'Yotzin. Rishon Gamliel disagrees with that second din, meaning the din d'oraisa for sure he agrees with, that you're not allowed to be poed to Perus and Meisr Sheni in Yerushalayim. Even the first din d'rabbanan, that once it's ever been in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poed to, Rishon Gamliel also agrees with. He only disagrees with that second din mid'rabbanan, that you're not even allowed to bring the Perus outside of Yerushalayim, lest you be poed to them, or whatever. So that part he doesn't agree with. He holds that Peros could be nechnas and v'yotzin, they could be brought in and taken out. Now, why on earth would he allow you to take them out? What reason would you have even for taking them out if they have to be eaten in Yerushalayim anyway? So the Bartanura points out very critically over here, v'dafka lahotzion kedei l'tochnon v'la'afoson u'la'achziron achrakach l'Yerushalayim shari Rishon Gamliel, that it's only because you want to grind them, you want to bake them, and that stuff might be more easily available outside of the old city of Yerushalayim. So you go outside of the area Ha'atika, and that's where you have mills, that's where you have ovens, so that's where you can prepare the food. It would be much harder to find that stuff in Yerushalayim, so you could bring it outside of Yerushalayim to prepare the food, and then when you have baked bread, you bring it back into Yerushalayim and you eat it there. Levisha Yoser Hoyu Motzin Litchon V'Lefos Chutz Yerushalayim Yerushalayim Atzma, and the Tanakhama doesn't even allow that. And we pass on that the Tanakhama, says the Bartanura, Ein Halacha Krem Shimon Gamliel. So today what we learned, two Mishnayos, we learned that if the Peros are in Yerushalayim, and the Chulin Peros are in Yerushalayim, and the Meisheni money is not in Yerushalayim, you could still transfer the Kedusha from the money onto the Peros. And if the reverse is true, if the money's in Yerushalayim and the Peros are outside of Yerushalayim, you could also transfer the Kedusha, but you have to make sure that you bring those Peros to Yerushalayim and eat them there. You cannot be poed to them on money. And then in Mishnah Hey, we had a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, if you're ever allowed to remove Peros of Meisr Sheni from Yerushalayim. Everyone agrees you are allowed to remove Meisr Sheni money from Yerushalayim. Everyone agrees that you're not allowed to be poed to Peros of Meisr Sheni while they're in Yerushalayim. Everyone agrees, midrabanan, you're not even allowed to be poed to Peros of Meisr Sheni that were ever in Yerushalayim. And the whole machlokas is, are you even allowed to remove the Peros from Yerushalayim itself, even just to prepare them so that you could bring them back in later to eat them there? So the Tanakhama was machmir, and we passnik the Tanakhama, whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel was mekel. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with the Paragimel, Mishnah Vav.